This is a description for Seema J. Palmer, SEMAJPALMER, date of service is August 26, 2024. Date of birth is 4/10/1990. Date of accident is 8/2/2023, where the patient was a front seat passenger and hit on T-bone on driver's side, causing the symptoms as described below. Initially, she was seen on 8/7/2023, 5 days later of the accident, when she was having severe pain in the left shoulder, in the head, headaches, left chest, pain in the lower back, mid back, and the neck area. And there was a radiation of pain to the left buttock and left thigh. Besides that, patients suffered from dizziness, vertigo, confusion, disorientation, loss of balance, loss of memory, loss of concentration, fearful of the even blurred vision and spots in the vision. Halo over the things. And patient has been going through a conservative treatment with extended physical therapy, medications. She has been provided with the 5 epidural injections so far, which has brought her some relief. She still has issues with the SI joint. She has got several injections for trigger points that brought her some relief. She is still pending for the thoracic and cervical epidural injections, times 2, and SI joints. All the alternate treatment and other options have been discussed with the patient at length several times, which includes spinal cord stimulation device and surgical consultation. Today, she reports that her pain is focused on the left shoulder, the mid-back, neck, and the lower back to the tune of 7 to 9, with radiation to the left leg, as described before, in S1, S2 dermatome fashion, and also to the lateral part of the thigh. It doesn't go below the knee usually, and it is less frequent than before. The left shoulder pain is 9, and patient has a difficult time lifting beyond 100 degrees of abduction. Overall pain is between 7 and 9. ADLs are affected. Age, the patient does inform 40% improvement in the symptoms. And please review the records for the ADLs for system review for additional issues, as well as substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure is 119/70, pulse is 90, pulse ox is 99, and the rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit, dated 7/22/2024, dictation number 0805-025. The plan is to, the diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to continue the physical therapy to relieve the spasm. The patient has the ongoing spasm at L1 to L5 bilaterally. Physical therapy is ordered to 2 times per week, with traction massage, echo therapy, laser treatment to the neck, mid back, lower back, and left SI joint, also to address the paravertebral muscle spasm. She is considered disabled. Also, replacement transportation and case management has been ordered. The maps have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed, new labs are ordered. Patient is also provided with a neurotrauma assessment by a blood test through Helix pathology. Patient is the ongoing therapy with neuropsych assessment, and also psychotherapy, neurology consult is going on. Patient has been provided with DMEs like cane, quad cane, rollator walker, back brace, cold compression. Is also provided with X-ray chest, which has never done to see the status of her lung collapse. Patient has chosen to have a case management. Medication-wise, patient was provided with Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol codeine number 4, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for pain relief, Xanax 0.5 mg twice a day for anxiety and panic relief, Zoloft 50 mg twice a day for anxiety and depression relief, Furosets 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. The patient is otherwise stable. She has been coming for her injections, and she will be provided SI joint injection bilaterally, preferably to the left, then TESI and LESI as well as CESI based on her MRI finding. Injection to the to the cervical spine has not been done, but she has positive findings, and it should be able to help. Yoga, meditation, stretching of the spine, chiropractic treatment, laser treatment have been discussed with the patient, as well as a spinal cord stimulation device and surgical consultation regarding these issues have been discussed. The patient is not interested in moving further for surgical procedures at this time. She opts for a conservative treatment, which will be continued. Thank you. A drug screen has been ordered and reviewed from the past, and a recent one has been ordered, and her maps have been reviewed, and patient is found to be in compliance otherwise. Thank you.